Are you ready,
Jeff? Yeah. Hey, if you can't smile and laugh, right? We'll call the Legislative Management Committee to order, and I'd ask Mr. Bjornson to call the roll.
Representatives Pollard.
Aye.
Boucher.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Drenick.
Aye.
Hanson.
Here.
Clemeen.
Here.
LaFleur.
Here.
Lauzer.
Here.
Rohr.
Here.
Senators Holmberg.
Here.
Burkhardt. Heckelman.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Oban. Shibley.
Here.
Sorvog.
Here.
Werdner.
Yes, very much so.
Mr. Quorum, Mr. Chairman.
If I'm correct, Senator Burkhardt will be here probably, what, about an hour or so?
45 minutes
or so, so he will show up. Okay. Consideration of the minutes of our May 28th meeting.
Move we approve.
There's a first from Senator Holmberg, second from Representative Rohr. Any discussion? I'll do a voice vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Before we go into the committee structure, I would like Mr. Bjornson to go through the process of what he went through with all the surveys and the priorities and how they were lined up. So, Mr. Bjornson, if you would take that, I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've passed out to you two documents regarding the surveys. The large spreadsheet shows each member and it indicates the committee preferences that they indicated on the survey that we sent to each legislator. The other document is a summary by committee of the responses.
Senator Sorvog?
We don't have a second one.
Oh.
Which?
Oh, there's a whole stack of them right there. Just pointing them out.
All right. So that second document that's making its way to the end of the table lists each committee in the white area of the committee is the list of members who chose that committee as their first choice. The gray area is second, third, and fourth choices. So that this is just a reflection of what all the survey results that were submitted came to. Now this is a document that's something that the chairman and the members can work off of. We also are going to distribute in a short while here an updated document that lists each committee, and it will list the proposed membership that the chairman has worked on developing with the other leaders. And some of the committees have members that are appointed by the various leaders. Those should be filled in when that document comes down. Some of the committees have citizen members. I don't believe we'll have those listed on there yet. I think we have the Natural Resources Committee has two agricultural landowner people and two representatives from I believe sportsmen's groups. So those won't be listed initially on that. There are also the higher education funding formula, I believe the name of the committee is, has some members that were set out in the bill. Those I don't believe will be on that sheet as well, but those are known as well by their designation. Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions while we wait on the copies that are being made right now. And I understand the process will be, we'll distribute those. You can take a look at that, and you'll probably traditionally have taken a break to digest the proposals and then reconvene.
Any questions of anyone from Legislative Council as far as what the process was to go through? I will say, if I'm correct, and Mr. Knutson can correct me if I'm wrong, when you get the handout of the structure, we were budgeted for 365, and don't ask me how this happened, but it comes out to 363, I think. It's just a fluke, but that's how it come out. And then, but when you add the citizen membership, does it get to 372 or 374? So we're just a hair over. So it would be my hope, once we get the committee structure, that we either got to drop a few, we can't add, I don't think. So we stay within the budget constraints and also so that we have an equilibrium. So Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can, for our knowledge, is that budget based off of 100% participation and 100% budget, or is it a variance based on this last 3 years, how it's been funded?
I'll pass it on to Mr. Knutson.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Boucher, we budget for about 87% attendance, and last time we were right at 85 or 86, so right in that neighborhood.
Okay, any other questions? We are waiting for the, I was up at Legislative Council about 7:58. They tried to let me in. I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but they had trouble getting the door open for me, so I don't know. But I had a pile of papers ready for them, and so they started working on it as soon as I showed up. The proposals on there, I realize we all will take a look at them. The schedule would be for us to hand those out. I would say then that we'll talk about breaking into our separate sections, you know, as far as Senate Republicans, House Republicans, Senate Democrat, and House Democrats, and then you can take a look at the list, and then we would break for a while, and then we would come back and see if there's any, I realize the list is a proposal, and that some changes will probably happen, but but that would be the order for the day and to do the committee structure. And then we've got some procedural things to do and appointments to do this afternoon as well for task forces and such. So that would be basically the agenda.
Yeah.
Is there anything else to add, Mr. Bjornson?
No, Mr. Chairman, that would be it. I guess while we're waiting, if I could ask one question, we did the survey differently this time, and if there's any feedback, we'd sure appreciate that. You could either, if it's positive, now will be the time to do it. If it's negative, catch me up in my office. But from our end, it seemed to have worked fairly well, but if you have any feedback, we'd certainly appreciate that. And then secondly, I guess, Vonette, would you put one on the spot? We do have a brief memo she could, I think it's in the pile, you maybe could just explain it quickly and we could move that from the bottom of the agenda up. Yeah, is that okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. You should have a memo in your pile called 2019 Legislation Directly Affecting Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Legislative Management and the Legislative Assembly. The first section of this memo is kind of a summary of what's in here, and it has a count for you of how many studies were considered, how many were prioritized, the number of new approvals for various entities, including the budget section. All the reporting requirements are listed in here. Please note those first three bullets on the top of the page. These are the items that are not described in this memo, including those one-time funding item reports that are in every appropriations bill. Those are not included in the report totals in this memo. Going through it very quickly, legislative management, the appointments that are made by legislative management, these are new appointments and new duties. We're not repeating things that are already in code or that were carried on from a previous interim. So legislative management first is appointments, duties. The next page is the statutory committees, any changes to those duties. There were a few changes to energy development and transmission, IT, tribal and state relations, as you know, has been suspended for two more years, and then a couple additional requirements for the water topics overview. The next section is mandatory studies, which goes on to the middle of page 3. And then those are all the next is discretionary studies, and those that were not prioritized are indicated. So the ones without any notification on are the prioritized studies. And that takes you all the way to the middle of page 6. These are the new reports to legislative management. Again, these are not repeats of reports that are ongoing. These are all new reports. And they've been assigned to various committees already. Those reports go all the way to the top of page 9. And this is broken into two subsections. We have reports, new reports to budget section, and new budget section approval requirements on bottom of page 9 and the top of page 10. There's a couple reports just that come directly to legislative council or in the middle of that page. And then new appointments by the legislative assembly. This typically is appointments made by leadership of both chambers, both parties. Middle of page 11 is some new powers and duties of the legislative assembly. Some new reports to the Legislative Assembly, which will happen in the next session. Those do not include the new reports to the Appropriations Committee, which is that final section of the memo, bottom of page 11 and to the middle of page 12. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Holmberg.
Is it possible when we send in our because you asked for any feedback on the process, which seemed to work very well. Is there a method by which, when it is received by the council, that a notification goes back that your thing has been received? Because remember, you sent me that Dunning note, and I had sent it in, but there was no way to track it from my standpoint, so I did it again. I mean, is there a way to, Joan Heckman sends hers in, and then she gets a thing back received or something like that?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Holmberg will put that on the to-do list. Yes, thank you.
Let me ask one more question. I had a phone call or two. Anybody here, people not on legislative management said they couldn't get access to something or other. Did legislative council hear anything about that as far as the studies, or is that normal practice?
Mr. Chairman, the only questions we had were which studies were prioritized, and we tried to keep that list on the front page. The committee structure that we're going to pass out is something that was sort of a work in progress. So
you can't put that out?
We couldn't really put that out, but we did on the surveys basically list all the studies that were projected to fall under those committees. So it was more or less there. We probably could have formalized that, and that's something we can also look at going forward is trying to get that out quicker. But we tried to put it on the surveys. The one thing that we did catch a little bit of input on was the surveys for the committees that didn't have committee selection preference options. We didn't list the studies with those, and we probably should have done that. So we learned a little bit, but I think the process generally went fairly well. But again, just all the input you give us, we'll use to make the process better next time.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Bjornson?
Are we short one?
You're short.
Yeah. No. Are you short one?
The one
I've got one here. Has everybody received a typewritten copy?
Burkhart. Does he have
more? We need one.
Here's one more.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there were questions when we had the legislative management because the time schedule was awful. It was a little shorter by a couple days, at least 2 or 3 days. My schedule was a little shorter too this time, but That didn't seem to be a factor. But I think, did you only have two surveys not get returned?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. Two surveys were not returned despite fairly repeated attempts to contact people. But sometimes mailboxes are full and mm-hmm. and people aren't checking. The document we just distributed, we will take credit for any errors and not be able to read the writing or just trying to quickly do it. So if there are things that are different than what were intended, our fault.
And I'll have to go through it. It's my writing because about two-thirds of it, or probably half, but I don't know how much was lines drawn in and names put in because of changes. So I'll have to go through that quick, but they assured me that they have some pretty poor handwriting from legislators, so they proofread pretty good, the way I understand.
From staff, actually.
Yeah. So, okay. Mr. Bjornson, well, I would ask the committee, is there any questions as far as the form in front of you? Because you have to have a chance to go through it. So it would be the intention that we would be taking a break here now so people can meet with their appropriate folks. And then how much time do you think you need, committee? It is roughly 10:20. Do you want an hour? Senator Heckerman.
Mr. Chairman, on those places where I haven't appointed anybody yet, do you want those in there now, or do you want to wait till we go through the committees?
So are you talking about on this list, or are you talking about the other list where it was requiring majority leaders and minority leaders to appoint people to certain task forces? Such?
Well, Mr. Chairman, some of them show up both places, I think. So I just don't, if you want me to wait, that's fine.
I would say we will meet separately.
Okay.
And then you would be coming back. And then if I'm correct, and tell me if I'm wrong, will those take official motions to do any changes in the committee structure? Mr. Bjornson, could you go through that?
Mr. Chairman, ultimately you'll need a official roll call vote on the end product. If you want to work back and forth the way you did at the last meeting, if there's consensus, fine. If not, we'll go through votes that are necessary.
So then would you be saying, as an example, I'll just say take the egg, let's say in administrative rules, because I have been told there's one or two too many on administrative rules. So it would be, I would think then it would be our attention, let's say it's agriculture and trans, and so one or two are going to come off. I won't ask for an official motion of a first or a second, but if there's agreement, if we take one or two off.
I think
is that how that, without a first or a second,
yeah,
is that how it's been done in the past?
That's my understanding of the past, yes.
Senator Holmberg?
Yep, that.
You're the expert at that.
Nope. No, that has been done because by consensus, I mean, if someone has a concern, then you delve into it. But if everyone says, yeah, that makes sense.
Or as an example, if Senator Heckerman says, well, I would like to transfer, I'm just using it as an example, someone off of higher ed committee over to water, as an example, and you would bring those names forward. And if I think consensus is right or have to take a vote, then that's what we do. It just wouldn't be an official first or a second until we have the final done. Would that be correct? Is everybody understanding on that? Senator Heckerman? Oh, I thought you were grabbing for the mic. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Holmberg?
The number in parentheses under the committees, some of these committees have a statutory limit. Does the committee structure indicate that, you know, there can only be this many by statute? I'm thinking of, for example, energy is, I think, six and six.
That's correct. This document is not reflecting that. We'll come back with that for each of those, just to make certain we don't exceed or under appropriate.
And that would be the same as an example, natural resources has only really one study.
Correct.
And that one study is a chairman, one from each chamber from the majority and one from the minority, really. So there's five legislators, and then there's two landowners and two sportsmen, and then there's non-voting members, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's at a limit, too, as well as the DOCR review would only have six, if I would be correct.
I believe that's, yes. And we'll come back with, we had that on another document. I wonder, that's list that we sent out earlier with the...
On this one, John.
This one here.
Yep.
Yes.
And so hopefully when I was putting this together, I was following that format. I am not a perfect person, so... I definitely could have made some errors, so we'll see how it works out.
So we'll compare this one with this as we go along.
Okay. Representative Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think everybody is aware of it, but the Administrative Rules Committee has to have one member from each committee during the session. So as you're thinking about moving somewhere, you're talking, make sure that that's still... requirement is met. That's a statutory grant. So there might be two or three people that had that listed high, but there's already a veteran member from representing that committee or whatever. So,
and also like budget section, there was no additions or anything on that because that's statutorily set.
Correct.
So there were no changes on that one. So, okay. Representative Clemente.
Just on the Judiciary Committee on the Ethics Study, that resolution said that the Ethics Commissioners would be invited to participate in that study as non-voting members. And I noticed that some of the other committees list citizen members, but in this one, there's nothing mentioned about the five commissioners being non-voting members on that particular study.
So then, Representative Clemente, are you saying there needs to be acknowledgement that those would be part of that, or?
Well, we don't know who they are yet.
Right.
And number two, we have to invite them to participate. That doesn't mean they're going to participate.
Okay. Okay. You will also see later that this, well, it'd be early afternoon. There'll be a couple motions coming forward, but that's not part of the committee selection. As an example, I would think the legislature wants to be updated on the county social service takeover. I don't want to call it takeover. That sounds terrible. But there needs to be a reporting mechanism. So you'll see we'll be coming with a motion on that, you know. Also, there'll be some discussion on the charitable gaming. Because on the charitable gaming, there's certain issues there that need to be in the Judiciary Committee, but there's also certain issues that need to be put to the Finance and Taxation or Taxation Committee. So we'll have something in writing about that too as well, because the revenues and taxation should be done by the Taxation Committee. But there's also things that need to be done by the Judiciary as well. So you will see that coming forward too, if I'm correct.
Correct.
And then I don't know if there's any other motions going to be coming forward, because I will ask for those, but those will be this afternoon. Any further discussion? Because if not, I would say we're going to be, I won't say officially in a break, because we're going to be working, but I will give each of the four, I don't know if you want to call them division or branches or what you want to call them, but we'll meet, and so we're going to be actually in recess and come back at 11:30 and see, and then we continue this process until we have an agreement. So if that means we're way apart when we come back at 11:30, that means lunch will be shorter. just so we stay on schedule. I have no problem with that, so hopefully nobody else is. With that, we'll be in recess and come back at 11:30, okay? We'll call Legislative Management Committee back to order, and we will continue our discussions on the committee selections. And so at this time, I will open it up to discussions or questions or recommendations, whatever you want to call it. Well, Senator Wardner.
Well, Mr. Chairman, could we just go start with administrative rules and go down the line and...
Okay.
Because I don't think we got a lot. We got a couple of things. Mr. Chairman and committee members, on administrative rules, the Senate had to reduce one, and we took Jana Myrdal off. That's it. There's no additions. We had to eliminate one.
Do we got a vote on that?
No, unless someone goes.
Anybody going? Okay. Just trying to lighten it up, Joan. That's true. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Well, we'll move on to ag and transportation, if that's all right,
yep.
Mr. Chairman. On that one, with this individual's consent, we removed Senator Heckman on ag and transportation and replaced her with Jana Myrdal.
Okay.
I'll approve of that.
Okay. Okay.
And that's all we did there. So. And then, Mr. Chairman, we'll move to Commerce Committee if everybody's done gasping. On the Senate side, we took Senator Ray Holmberg off of Commerce and put Ron Sorvog in. That's all the Senate Republicans did.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I got that on the other page. House side, anything on Commerce? Representative Lauzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. on the House side, we added Representative Emily O'Brien on Commerce Committee.
Because?
We were one representative long on the committee she was appointed to initially.
On employee benefits.
On employee benefits, correct. Yeah.
So she would move from employee benefits over to Commerce.
If we're ready to move on, Mr. Chairman, I will. Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, that is a done deal. That is statutory. But Education Funding and Formula Review Committee, we think that Senator Heckman has to add one, and we had to add one. We have Senator Russ, Senator Shively, and then we also put Senator Pullman, and there should be one from the minority party.
Senator Heckman.
Mr. Chairman, we've added Senator Heckman.
Okay, then Representative Boucher, you needed to appoint, correct?
Mr. Chairman, we already have Marvin Nelson on there. Oh, excuse me, you probably didn't have that.
No, I didn't have that.
Yep. Representative Nelson.
Okay.
Then if that's, we're finished with that, we'll go to the Education Policy Committee and... Mr. Chairman, we added Robert Fors, Senator Fors on that because we took him off of Energy Development and Transmission. So he is added here and taken off of another one. And that was it.
Okay, so then I need to go over to energy.
Energy and transmission, we took Robert Forz off and put Senator Brad Beckedahl on that one.
I'm just trying to get caught up and making notes as I'm going here.
And so for those two committees, education policy and energy development transmission, that was it. We didn't make any other changes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Heckman?
Other than committee members, are you willing to discuss chairman and vice chairmans right now? Or do you want to wait till later to do that?
Can we wait? Well, how many more do we have for additions? Okay. Let's have the discussion now. I'm fine with that.
Okay. On ed policy, I would like to see Senator Oban chair that committee. And the reason is in the Senate minority party, we have no chairs to any committee. I relinquished my opportunity to be a chair so that either she could have it on ed policy or Senator Robinson could have it on higher ed, and neither one was appointed to those committees. And I think that there's some expertise on her part there, and I would like to see that consideration. I realize she did it last session, but there are other chairmen last session that will be chairman this session also.
Any discussions from the, no, you're just talking about Senator Oban right now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you'll bring up higher ed in a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
So I would recommend that we switch the chairman, vice chairman around on that with Senator Oban as chairman and Representative Munson as vice chair on ed policy.
Any discussions from the committee? I myself, I don't want to say what the chairman thinks right now. I'm wondering if anybody else has an opinion, or else I will say my opinion. Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To just follow up to what Senator Heckman said, I think this would also fall in line with honoring conversations I've had going into the interim in regards to number of chairmen by the minority party. I know that some of our chairs, some of the members of this committee who were to be awarded chairs chose to take a vice chair as an option. Senator Oban didn't necessarily do that based on the fact that we were under the understanding there would be a different chairman. So now seeing that Chairman Munson is there, we think that Senator Oban should have the opportunity to continue on as chair of the Interim Education Policy Committee.
And if anybody else doesn't have a comment, I'll make a comment.
Well, Mr. Senator Chairman, I'll just make this comment that you were involved in the picking of it, and it's pretty hard for the rest of us to say anything because you may have. We don't know the other side of the story.
Well, thank you, Senator Wardner. I'm looking at it as I know we'll get to the Judiciary Committee, and I did not. I did offer a chairmanship to Representative Hansen, but she elected if she could be a vice chair working under because we'll have Representative Clemene. And so I looked at that and I said, okay, I can agree with that. But then also under the acknowledgement, so that would be two House people as a chair and a vice chair. But I also did that option that I talked to Senator Heckman about for a, and then it would be a senator chairman, is a government administration. I'm going off of with Senator Burkhart, and then Senator Heckman would be the vice chair. I had communicated that. And when I look at the experience of Representative Munson, as far as an education goes, I just felt that he was the man for the job. Any particular reason why? Particularly not his experience as a superintendent, his experience on the education, I can't remember the exact name of the committee when it was Governor Dalrymple was there, and it was that task force. And then when I look at the funding and the education funding, I thought it was important to have someone with that vast experience, and that's why I brought forward Representative Munson. I thought I had expressed an interest to Representative Hansen about chairing. She said she'd rather vice chair. So I'm fine with that. But also acknowledging that, I also felt that that's why we haven't discussed it yet, but Senator Robinson, then we could have another vice chair. And so I brought that up in my discussions. And that's why I brought up Senator Larry Robinson to vice chair. Just figured, okay, if you're not doing the chair, you should have at least another vice chair. And that's why I did what I did, because I think there's four vice chairs being proposed from your side, and then, of course, the one chairman on the ITD. And so that's kind of why I did what I did. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With all due respect, a vice chair does not have the same level of responsibility as a chair in terms of setting agenda. So I again would like to reiterate that your commitment to us in providing 3 to 4 chairmanships. And so, you know, whether it be a designee of Senator Heckman to another senator, or, you know, I think we would really like to see that honor followed through.
And I would say to the response of that, Representative Hansen, is when you turned down the chairmanship as to be a chairmanship, and then for me to do a Republican chairman and a Republican a Democrat vice chairman, but both from the House, I felt I was living up to that promise.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, I was not offered the chairmanship of Judiciary, so I certainly didn't turn down the chairmanship of Judiciary.
But you were offered a chairmanship, Representative Hansen, of another committee, and you turned it down and said you would vice chair for Representative Clemente.
That still does not, Mr. Chairman, if I may continue. What we're talking about here is Senator Heckman's designee, and there is not a senator being represented as a chairman.
Okay.
So if we could keep the conversation focused to, we need a minority party from the Senate to chair a policy committee.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, and that's my request. I'm not considering what's done on the House side at all, or that, and I don't object for two people from the same chamber chairing and vice chairing. I think that was your decision. But if I gave up my chairmanship, Senator Oban is also on ledge management, and she should have an opportunity to chair a committee too.
Okay. Any other discussions? So let me ask Mr. Bjornson, so then as these are going, should we be taking votes as we're going or not?
Mr. Chairman, on the things that you've agreed upon, there's no need to, we'll just roll that all into one vote. If there happens to be motions for other actions, then take a vote. But at this point, nothing.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Heckman.
Then I make a motion then on ed policy that we reverse the appointments and have Senator Oban as the chair and Representative Munson as the vice chair.
Okay, there's a first from Senator Heckman, a second from Representative Beauchesne to reverse for Senator Oban to be chair and Representative Munson to be vice chair. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I think one of the important things is as we look at chairmanships and vice chairmanships, and those are roles that Aaron Oban carried forth very well last year on the Ed Policy Committee, and it's her area of expertise. Can't contradict the fact that Representative Munson also has expertise in that area, but I think the fact that she sits on ledge management speaks to the interest in having her do a leadership role for us. And as ledge management, that's what our job is to pick the people we feel would best lead each committee.
Any other discussion? And just so the record shows, it was asked of Senator Oban if she would chair another committee. And if I'm correct, that answer was no, if I'm correct. Okay. Any other discussion? If not, we'll take a voice, not a voice vote, we'll take a recorded roll call vote. Senator Klein?
Just so I hear what you just said once more, she was asked to chair another committee, and if it wasn't this committee, she didn't want to chair. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes. Any other discussion? Call.
Representative Pollard?
No.
Boucher?
Yes.
Devlin?
No.
Granick?
No.
Hanson?
Yes.
Clemine?
No.
LaFleur?
No.
Bowser?
No.
Rohr?
No.
Senators Holmberg?
No.
Burkhart?
No.
Heckerman?
Yes.
Klein?
No.
Shively?
No.
Sorvog?
No.
Wardner?
No.
Motion failed.
Okay, going to the next page. Any changes on employee benefits?
The Senate has none.
Anyone from the House? Representative LaFleur.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just as a reminder, we took Emily, Representative O'Brien, off and put her on Commerce, as we were one too heavy on the House side.
Okay, discussion on that. Energy development and transmission, I think we talked about that. Isn't that where Senator Forbes was taken off and Brad Beckett all added?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. And that was the only change that was made on as far as the Senate.
Okay. Any discussion? Government administration.
Mr. Chairman, as far as the Senate is concerned, it's good to go.
House-wise? Senate-wise? Senator Heckerman? Okay. Government finance.
Mr. Chairman, as far as the Senate is concerned, it's good to go.
Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Representative Mitzkog is assigned on behalf of the House. I know we had previous conversations about that, but the way things have panned out, we would like to replace Representative Mitzkog with Representative Mock, and that's mostly to honor her personal and professional commitments. With this appointment, she'd have four committees, and that's a big undertaking for her right now. So Representative Mock has agreed to take up to four or five. So.
This is on government and
finance.
Government finance. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Heckerman?
We have no one on there from the Senate minority.
Okay.
So I'd like to appoint Senator Oban.
And Mr. Chairman, the majority party would be okay with that?
Anybody in the House? Okay, I'm saying that's those two moves are affirmative. Health care?
Well, Mr. Chairman, as far as the members on the Senate side, that's fine. But we did talk about Senator Elke being a vice chair on two different committees, and we recommend that we replace Senator Elke with Kirsten Rohrs as a vice chair on health care committee.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Heckerman?
This is another committee where there are no members of the minority party, and I'd like to have Senator Mathern and Senator Hogan appointed here.
You said whom? I'm sorry, Senator Heckerman?
Senators Mathern and Hogan.
And Mr. Chairman, just a comment. This particular committee is going to be studying a lot of, you know, health insurance and things of that nature, and so we really do not have any issue with that, because those two, one's on appropriations, one's on human services, and they should be aware of what's going on. So from the Senate side, we would support those two. I know it adds, but I would support those.
Anyone from the House side got any questions? Affirmative? I don't see any negative. Okay. Education funding formula. I'm going to assume that's, unless somebody says something, Higher Education Committee. Whoop, I'm sorry, Representative Boucher.
Mr. Chairman,
just we turn them back?
Higher Education Funding Formula.
Okay.
Just for the committee's awareness, because our appointee spot was left blank, Representative Tracy Bowe is our appointee. For
there we go. Okay. Sorry about that. No problems. Okay. Moving on. Higher Education Committee.
Mr. Chairman, the Senate side, we're fine with that. We're okay to go, and you know, we do have Senator Oban in there and Senator Robinson, so they're covered on the minority side.
Okay, Senator Heckerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Here's where I'd like to recommend Senator Robinson. I think you and I had a conversation about that as chair of this committee, and flip-flop those around with Senator Robinson chairing and Representative Mark Sanford as vice chair, considering that Mark Sanford chairs the committee before the Higher Education Funding Formula Committee. We did have a conversation about that, and I'm not sure that you were able to reach out to Senator Robinson. It didn't sound like it to him, but I would recommend that. He has experience on higher ed. It's a passion of his, and he serves on that committee and appropriations, and I think he would be an outstanding chair. I would make a motion to that effect.
There's a motion from Senator Heckman. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Representative Boucher.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Holmberg, discussion.
The reason I think why you probably selected the same chairman for higher ed funding and the higher ed committee is similar to what this body did 4 years ago with alternatives to incarceration and the other committee. You had the one committee that was looking at policy and kind of reported to the other committee. They were, they had, what do you call it? Well, they had civilian members, etc., but they were the same chair. Because the two committees were to work together. So that's why I think when we had the discussion during the session on the higher education funding formula, which came through the higher ed bill, was kind of meshing the two together. And if you recall, when we put together our list of committees, there was no higher education committee that was originally listed. So by motion, this body said we need a higher education committee. So that's why they're the same. It is not usual, but it is not unprecedented that we've had that occurring.
Senator Heckman.
So, Mr. Chairman, I would question then why Senator Robinson isn't the vice chair on higher education funding then?
I would answer that one.
Yeah.
And the reason why, I'll give you both reasons. For Representative Mark Sanford, for both of those, because they're correlated, I don't see the one meeting as much, but that doesn't matter. I know with Senator Krebsbach, vice-chaired both of those, if I'm correct, last time or at some point in there, and I thought it was important to mix that up. And I know Senator Robinson, I know he has a lot of experience, and that's why I wanted to see the same chairman as far as those two go. But to have a new vice chairman as far as higher ed, and that's why I thought of Senator Robinson.
And that goes back to the conversation we had earlier when you called about when we visited about chairs, and And you asked me if I wanted a chair, would like to relinquish mine, similar to what Senator or Representative Boshi did, so that Representative Mock could chair IT, and I said I would do that. And I recommended then that Senator Robinson chair the Higher Ed Committee. So
okay.
That's why I'm recommending that we flip-flop those around when Mark Sanford would still be available to assist.
Okay. Any further discussions? Any further discussions? Okay, Mr. Bjornson, would you call that?
Representatives Pollard?
No.
Boucher?
Yes.
Devlin?
No.
Grenick?
No.
Hansen?
Yes.
Comeen?
No.
LaFleur?
No.
Wowzer?
No.
Rohr?
No.
Senators Holmberg?
No.
Burkhardt?
No.
Heckman?
Yes.
Klein?
No.
Shibley?
No.
Sorbog?
No.
Wardner?
No.
Motion fail.
Motion fails. Any other changes on higher ed besides what was mentioned before? Human services.
Mr. Chairman, the Senate is good to go on our side.
Senator Heckman, Representative Boucher. Okay, next page, IT. Any changes on IT?
Mr. Chairman, I think we felt we needed to add one on the Senate side. And we only had four, and we should have five now. We've got Senator Davison, Senator Robertson, Senator Pepcorn, Senator Wanzik, and we added Senator Vita, Senator Sean Vita.
Any yes, no's, no problems? So Senator Sean Vita, right?
Vita. V-E-D-A-A.
Okay, he will be added?
Yep.
Anything else? Judiciary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is where we added one that would be a plus. And we added Senator Larry Lewick.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Moving on. Legacy budget and stabilization. I don't think those changed.
No. Yeah. I had to appoint those. I was Senator Dotson Rod and Senator Klein.
Yep. And then I have Representative Kempinick and Representative Craig. Legacy fund earnings.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's by statute, isn't
yep.
it? And we had to pick the people that were in those positions. So
yep.
That's done.
And those are way correct. I don't know where my typed version is. Yep. Okay. Okay, moving to the next page. Legislative audit and fiscal review.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Heckman.
The minority party has no one on from the Senate, so I would like to appoint Senator Gravinger.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry I didn't notice that, but that's true, and I would definitely approve that or support that. We add Senator John Gravinger to that.
Okay. Representative Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we need to remove somebody then if it's 18 members? Because I think we're at 19 now, aren't we?
Yeah.
we statutorily bound?
Statutory bound, yeah.
It's not statutorily bound. Just a matter, do we want to have 19?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Holmberg.
I think if you look back, we've had a couple committees that have approached and even hit 20 just for balance or other reasons like this particular one. I think that I could live if we had one at 19. I don't know where we are as far as our 365. We probably have snuck over a little.
Yeah. We're over about six, I think. But
no, we're over about
11. 11?
Well, we're not done, though.
We better get to the last page.
We'll wipe out one committee, and we're free.
That's cool. Okay, so anything from the House on that? We better carpool. Okay, next page. Legislative Procedure and Arrangements Committee.
Mr. Chairman, that one is also a statute.
Statutorily. And when I was looking at that, that is Senator Ole Larson, correct? Right? He's the interim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Legislative Revenue Advisory Committee. Can I see?
That's just whatever you appoint.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that's a done deal, isn't it?
It is. Okay. It's, I was just double checking.
Yeah.
Moving to the next.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the Natural Resources Committee, I know I had to select them. I had to call these people, and so I have on the Senate, Senator Dotson-Rodd, Senator Herbley, and Senator Patton, and they're dealing with the radioactive stuff. So I think that's a done deal, too.
We're on natural resources, right? Okay. And then are the landowners down there, or do you need to have them, or will that be later this afternoon? And sportsmen?
Yeah. Whenever, if you have them, I didn't, they weren't able to.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my question is, shouldn't there be another one on the House side? There's only two listed.
If I'm correct, though, isn't it the, it's just five total?
Yeah.
Is that all?
It's whoever the chairman is, and then it's the majority leader designee and a minority leader designee for the House and the Senate. So there's only five. Besides the two sportsmen and the two landowners, and then is there four or five? They are non-voting members, though.
Correct.
That would be they submit later or something or other, but they're non-voting.
The non-voting are set in the bill, as I recall. 1021.
It's my intention to finish this before we break for lunch, too.
And, Mr. Chairman, I hope I didn't take a pick away from Senator Heckman. I think I was supposed to pick all three, and so I did. But maybe she doesn't want Senator Dotson-Rodd, but he knows that stuff. So.
Well, and we have Representative Damshin and Representative Gretchen Dobrovich, correct? So, okay.
Well, that's got the bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee is made up of two members representing agricultural landowners, two members representing sportsmen organizations, and five members of the Legislative Assembly, including one member of the majority party in the House of Representatives, one member of the minority party in the House, one member of the majority party in the Senate, and one member of the minority party in the Senate. And then the fifth member is one member from either party to serve as committee chairman.
Yeah. And that is Senator Herbley.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you want to announce the other.
Okay. The other, because I can read my writing, The two landowners, one is John, wow, I'm not going to pronounce it right, W-E-I-N-A-N-D. I don't know anybody want to.
How do you spell it?
W-E-I-N-A-N-D. I hope I have that right. I have it in my iPad, but my iPad's not here. I kind of had a little problem with it at a wedding. So, not a wedding, but a little rain. So, and then the other landowner, Joe Shetler, S-C-H-E-T-T-L-E-R. I hope I have that right. And then the sportsman, David DeWald. And the other sportsman, wow, Brian, S-C-H-A-N-I-L-E-C. Shanelik? It's from Senator Urbley.
Okay.
Senator Urbley and I had talked about this.
All right. That's good.
Well, and he had got some, Senator Heckerman?
Mr. Chairman, where did, who made those appointments? Did they go through legislative council? Or where did they, how did they come forward?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Heckerman, the bill didn't provide for any specific appointment process. There were submissions, recommendations, I believe, from various groups to the Legislative Management Chairman, which...
And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. And then there's the other, but I can tell you who the other non-voting members are once...
Okay. And those names, I had had a conversation with Senator Urbley 2 days ago, 3 days ago, probably two or three days, two days in a row, and there were some other names submitted, and after his and my discussion, those were the names that I said I would submit. Now, if you, like I said, I don't have my iPad or my computer here, so I can't remember which ones have what, like if they're from the Wildlife Federation or if they're from another organization. But definitely two are landowners and the other two are of sportsmen's. I could bring that forward after lunch. I should have my iPad by then. And then I can name those off. Oh, hang on a minute. Senator Heckman, do you want to know that experience-wise?
No, I was just taking a little time. Someone had recommended somebody from here, and I'm just trying to see if they're one of those four.
All of four.
Okay. Anybody want to know? I could give you them bios if you want to. Or not, let me know. Okay, if not, I'm gonna save time then. Okay. Taxation committee?
There.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as far as the Senate is concerned, we're good to go with those.
Senator Heckerman?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the name that was recommended to me is not on there, but I don't have any information on how it was, the selection was made, so I guess I can't change anything right now. So
on the taxation committee, you mean?
Oh, on the taxation. Oh, excuse me. I'm just looking at the other. Okay.
Yeah, the selection for the previous one was names that I had talked to Senator Urbley about. And after we went through them, those were the, it was a discussion I had with myself and I and with Senator Urbley, and so that's who I'm proposing. Now, if there's something different, I guess you better let me know.
No, I was just, Mr. Chairman, I just misunderstood the process and thought we would be selecting some names today. So
okay.
I didn't get this forward to anybody.
No, so unless Legislative Council tells me that I overstepped my boundaries, you would have to let me know.
Mr. Chairman, no. I have nothing to add.
Okay. Okay, Taxation Committee. Moving on, the Tribal Taxation Committee is statutorily set. Moving on. Water Topics Overview Committee.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The House Democrats would like to move to replace Representative Mitzkog with Representative Gugisberg. Our rationale for that primarily is that we don't necessarily have an urban Democrat represented on the committee between the House and the Senate.
So let me ask you, Representative Boucher, from your previous comments, does this Representative Mitzkog is on two or three yet then?
This would leave her with two committees, yeah.
Okay.
So she would be on taxation and energy development, where her two, there's two priorities.
So you want to replace Alicia Mitzkog with Representative Gugisberg?
Correct.
Any discussion on that change? House side? Senate side?
No, we're good with it.
Okay. I'm assuming that's acceptable. And then the last one I show is the Workers' Compensation Review Committee.
Mr. Chairman?
I do have to ask, yeah, Senator Heckman, that's my question.
Okay. I'd like to replace Senator Oban with Senator Bakke.
Mr.
And
Chairman?
I think Senator Oban was on, was she on there last time? And so was that an older, yeah, because I had that as a question mark if that was going to change. Okay. Senator Wardner?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that's my appointment, and I'm okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm okay with it. If you want to make the switch, I thought I was making the right pick. Yes, I did. That's okay.
Yep. Anyone else? Okay. I don't show anything else on there?
No, Mr. Chairman. Alan, do you have a final total?
Right, Mr. Chairman. So, like I mentioned before, the budget 365, we have 377, but that does include the citizen members that the Legislative Council is responsible for paying their expenses. We don't pay their per diem, so, I mean, there's about, I believe six of them or so that are citizen members that we pay, but the total would be 377, including those.
So you got 377 total, and it is 372, did you say? How many legislators?
I don't have that specific number.
Oh, okay.
I know there was four. For natural resources?
For natural resources, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we get 373 then. So about eight more than the budget as far as legislators.
So what does that tell us?
We're broke.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think, you know, we can be monitoring the budget as we go forward and let you know if we're in any problems, but, you know, I think the budget can handle it, so.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Boucher,
this is appropriate for the staff, but just curious how much this plays into knowing that there's a number of committees that we meet back to back and there's cost savings there. Does that play into figures as well?
Right. No, Mr. Chairman, we don't budget for meetings back to back where there were travel savings, so that would result in some savings for that because we don't specifically budget for that. We do budget, like I mentioned, for lower attendance or 87% attendance, but otherwise, the back-to-back would definitely save, and starting later in the morning, like you've been doing, that also saves for travel.
Okay. Senator Sorba.
Mr. Chairman, and Alton, do you budget, because traditionally take government finance, used to be six, and we were told to pull it back, and we pulled it back to five meetings last term, in term. So my question is, on ones like that, are you budgeting six or five meetings?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, generally we budget six meetings.
So potentially some of that cost could be made up as we go along if we can pull a meeting now and then on some of those.
Right. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Holmberg.
Do you monitor that so that the chairman of legislative management, if they see that some committee is doing already have five and want three more, because the chairman can step in and say, you know, you've had, monitor your time a little better, I guess is the word. Sometimes there are emergencies that come up, but you keep the chairman notified if a committee starts meeting a lot. And also, I believe if a committee is meeting outside of Bismarck, they should go through the chairman of legislative management for that particular permission. And I do know that there are places in the state, depending upon the committee, where it's cheaper to meet in Fargo than it is in Bismarck. But that's something that the chairman will be apprised of as things go on. And the staff knows about it too.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, if you are ready, I would make a motion that with the editorial changes that were made, that we accept this document as the legislative management interim committee structure for the 2019-2021 biennium.
There's a motion from Senator Holmberg. Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Representative Rohr. Discussion? If not, we'll ask for the roll. So Mr. Bjornson.
Representatives Pollard.
Aye.
Boucher.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Grinnick.
Yes.
Hanson.
Yes.
Clemean.
Yes.
LaFleur.
Yes.
Rouser.
Yes.
Rohr. Senators Holmberg.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Heckelman.
Aye.
Klein.
Aye.
Shibley.
Yes.
Sorvog.
Aye.
Wardner.
Aye.
All right. Okay. With that committee, we're going to take a break. Is it okay if we come back at 1:15? Is 40 minutes enough time?
Yes.
Okay. With that, we will be in for a lunch recess, and we'll committee, I'm going to bring forward names for appointments that we need to have motions for acceptance. Okay, so first one up, if you take a look, is the Veterinarian Medical Education Program and Admissions Committee. That will be, so sorry because I'm reading in between here, and this is for Kansas State University. Dr. Sarah Friedrich. I know these people, but I don't know how to pronounce their name. Friedrich. Okay, the livestock producer is Mr. Kevin Elliott. And then the associate or the professor in the veterinary program from NDSU is Dr. Lisa Christensen. And the state rep for that is currently me. And I would like to replace that with State Representative Jay Fisher. First and a second from Representative Rohr and Representative LaFleur. Discussion? I'll do this by a voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay, for the Multi-State Highway Transportation Agreement Cooperating Committee. Former members, Representative Dan Ruby, and the Senate Transportation Committee is currently vacant. I'm bringing forward Representative Dan Ruby and Senator David Rust.
So moved. Second.
First from Senator Holmberg, second from Senator Wardner. Discussion. If not by voice, vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. The Committee on Protection and Advocacy, a member from each house, currently Representative Karen Carls and Senator Nicole Pooman. Nicole Pooman has, that will be vacant, and so it would be our hope we can make that later, but...
I'll give you a name, right? Now.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we replace Senator Pooman with Senator Kirsten Rohrs.
Motion, okay, then can I put them all as just one? So it'd be Representative sure. Karen Carls and Senator Kirsten Rohrs. Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
That is a motion from Senator Warner, second from Senator Holmberg.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next one is the State Hospital Governing Board. Currently, that is Representative Karen Rohr. I've asked her to re-up, and she said she would, so I'm looking for a motion.
Second.
A first from Representative Devlin, a second from Senator Burkhardt. Discussion? If not, to approve the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Uniform Laws Commission. One member from each house, currently Representative Clemene and Senator Hoag. I'm proposing that to stay the same. Is there a motion from Representative Rohr, second from
second.
Senator Shively. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. State Information Technology Advisory Committee. Currently Representative Mock and Senator Davison. I'm asking for those to stay the same. Is there a motion?
So moved.
There's a motion from Senator Wardner, second from Senator Klein. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The Statewide Interoperability Executive Committee. Member from each house, currently Representative Bosch and Senator Cook. I'm asking for those to stay the same.
And I would move that we leave them the same.
There's a motion from Senator Wardner, a second.
Second.
Second from Senator Burkhardt. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, anything else with that particular agenda?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Consideration of the supplementary rules and operation and direction for the interim committee members.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you have a sheet in your pile here. This is the rules that you operate by during the interim. There have been no substantive changes that we made during this version of it. We did a couple little verbiage changes, but nothing of substance. Just to point out to you, under number two, conduct of meetings, we generally follow Mason's rules of legislative procedure and the customs of the assembly, or when the assembly customs are not applicable, look to Mason's. C, attendance by a member of an interim committee meeting by interactive video or teleconference should be limited and is subject to prior approval by the chairman of the legislative management. If it is opened up to that technology, then everybody must have that same opportunity to participate in that manner. Every member who's present must vote for or against each question on every recorded roll call vote. One that kind of addresses the staff here, we're encouraged or directed to encourage presenters to submit an electronic version of testimony in advance of meetings, just so that you have that and it's available. Make it available. We attach them to the agenda, so if you want to follow along during meetings, that electronic testimony will be available. Legislative management members may attend meetings of interim committees of which they are not a member and may sit at the table when invited to do so by the interim committee chairman, and you're also entitled to reimbursement on those occasions. Under three, jurisdiction, there will be no substantial expansion of committee work beyond that contemplated in the study resolution or directive without prior approval of the chairman of legislative management. Bill drafts, generally all bill drafts should have at least two, be heard on at least two meeting days. There is the provision that if it's drafted by our office, it can be fewer, but in general terms, in the past, you've always recommended at least two different days to hear a meeting, just out of fairness, or to hear a bill. All communications expressing policy of an interim committee must be referred to the chairman of legislative management for prior approval before submission to any other agency or entity.
under number four, the chairman, all out-of-state travel by legislators reimbursed by the council is subject to prior approval of the chairman of legislative management or the chairman's designee. F, the chairman of legislative management may make additional assignments of studies and responsibilities to interim committees. So if issues come up during the interim that need immediate attention, the chairman can make those additional assignments to committees. On the second page, no subcommittees may be appointed without prior approval of the chairman of the management, legislative management. Generally, the subcommittee process has been discouraged during the interim in part because it's just no, it's adding additional costs, and it's also becomes very difficult for staff to keep working with committees and subcommittees. The chairman of legislative management may create additional committees if determined necessary or appropriate. Number five, the reports of the committees. All of your committees will do your work over the next 15 months or so and compile reports written by our staff to be submitted to legislative management in November of 2020. The rest of it is mainly dealing with our staff issues. So, Mr. Chairman, if you would, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to address those. If not, we'd accept if you maybe entertain a motion to approve the.
Any questions of legislative council on the supplementary rules?
Second.
There is a motion from Senator Shibley, a second from Senator Holmberg to adopt the supplemental rules that are 219028.0100. Discussion? I'll do this by voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving to the next item, employee assistance program provides the authority for the chairman to select a vendor for the 1921 buy-in for legislators.
I move the chairman have that up, that responsibility of appointing.
Does there need to be further explanation or not, Mr.
Bjornson? Well, I don't, Mr. Chairman, I don't think so. But briefly, all legislative council employees, all members of the assembly are eligible to participate in an employee assistance program. St. Alexius CHI has been the vendor for the quite some time now. All you need to do is give authority to the chairman to consider the options. And we do have, I think, four or five options that have come in. They're all similarly priced, and many of them are what's not probably as widely available as CHI, but there are options for the chairman to consider.
Okay. I think there was a motion from Senator Holmberg.
Yep.
Is there a second? Second from Senator Shibley. Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I have to bring up something too, so when do we want to do that?
Maybe right now.
Okay. Legislative management members, you have the draft. There is one change, which I'm hoping we won't do a motion. But on page 13, government administration. The name Representative Scott Lauser should not be on there. So,
Mr. Chairman.
Not that I'm picking on him, Senator Sorvad.
Also, just glancing on IT, Senator Beda isn't on the list that we added.
Hello?
And on administrative rules, Senator Murdahl wasn't taken off on this updated one either.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, hang on, Senator Sorbog. So I did want, because Representative Lauser aren't going off, he chairs Commerce, he's on Lapercy, and he's on Budget Section. And if you would look through my records up here, you'd see I had slashed him off the list. So, cut him off. So, So just so you know for that correction. And then you had talked about...
And the information technology, we had added Senator Vida. He's not on the... We'll fix that.
Yeah, and then also...
On administrative rules, Senator Murdahl was removed. She's still on this list.
So I'm asking the committee, these are kind of grammatical errors.
Yeah.
So are you acceptable with them just making those errors, or are you more comfortable with doing motions just to make sure it's correct?
Mr. Chairman, one more?
One more, okay. Okay.
Those are our mistakes.
Yeah. We've been asking to do a lot of stuff in a short period of time. So are you comfortable that the grammatical mistakes will just be corrected, or would you rather have a motion? Because I'm fine with them just making them. Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I'm fine since there's a record based on voice conversation, and if there is a challenge or something needs to be discussed, we can recall the record.
Got it. Good point.
Mr. Chairman, what point was Senator Oban was supposed to be on, and we didn't, did Senator Klein mention?
Government finance, correct?
Page 14.
Okay.
Representative Hanson.
Similar, thank you. I believe we swapped out on government finance Corey Mock for Melissa, Elisa Mitzka.
Huh?
I have a different one that you're looking at. So, Mr. Chairman, there might be two copies floating around.
Okay, hang on. This one's dated June 10th.
I correct myself.
So let the record show that Representative Hanson is, what page, Representative Hanson?
Mr. Chairman, the Government Finance Committee, page 14.
Okay.
We had discussed replacing Representative Mitzkog with Representative Mock.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why we brought that down, to test you.
Okay, so that correction. So I'll ask again, is everybody okay? Because it's, as Representative Boucher said, it's on the records that the errors will be corrected.
Just didn't check.
When do you want the taxation?
Oh, shortly.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, we got to do those too.
Yeah, so okay. Just power.
Okay. Anything else, committee, on this? Otherwise, we'll... Those corrections will be made by legislative council. Okay, we have some motions. Further? Give me a second, my thumbs don't work.
I'm sorry, John. Representative Boucher.
So hopefully we have enough copies. Committee, this deals with a motion for the County Social Services reporting. Thank you. This is that the Interim Human Services Committee received periodic reports from the Department of Human Services on the status of the Department's administration of county social service programs, including the establishment of human service zones, human service zone but and the indirect cost allocation program change, and any family first legislation initiatives, formula payments, and any county employees transferred to the department. Representative Rohr, I know that is your committee. Are you comfortable with that? Anybody like to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion to...
Motion from Senator Wardner, is there a second?
Second.
Second from Representative Devlin. Discussion. Just a good idea. OK, Okay, recorded roll call vote on the motion.
Representatives Pollard?
Aye.
Boucher?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Greenwich?
Yes.
Hampson?
Yes.
Colleen?
Yes.
LaFour?
Yes.
Lauzer?
Yes.
Rohr?
Yes.
Senators Holmberg?
Aye.
Burkhardt?
Aye.
Heckman?
Aye.
Klein?
Aye.
Shibley?
Aye.
Sorvog?
Aye.
Wagner?
Aye.
Motion passes. More motions.
Mr. Chairman, according to 2312, which was passed last session, the Tribal Taxation Issue Committee, Legislative Management has to designate the chair of that particular committee, and I would move that the chairman of that Legislative Taxation Issues Committee continues to be the governor.
Okay, there's a motion from Senator Holmberg. You didn't make that a motion.
Yes.
Yep, is there a second?
Second.
Second from Representative Rohr. Discussion, and that's who was the chairman last time, too. Whenever you're ready, Mr. Burns.
All right, Representatives Pollard?
Aye.
Boucher?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Greenwich?
Aye.
Hampson?
Yes.
Colleen?
Yes.
LaFour?
Yes.
Lauzer?
Yes.
Rohr?
Yes.
Senators Holmberg?
Aye.
Burkhardt?
Aye.
Heckman?
Aye.
Klein?
Aye.
Shibley?
Aye.
Sorvog?
Aye.
Wagner?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any other motions?
I think there should be one on charitable gambling from somebody? Or is it more of a correction that is split up? I think I'm going to need some from over here for Representatives Boucher and Hampson. Joan? Do we have enough copies? The charitable gambling is, if you would read through, is in judiciary, but there are certain things that need to be discussed in the taxation committee, and so I might have to have Legislative Council explain this a little further, but the in green, I think, says they reveal whether the state's charitable gambling laws regarding tax are fair, adequate, and appropriate. That would be going to the purview of the taxation committee.
Yes.
Is this a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Are you asking for a motion?
Yeah, I can't make it.
Okay. I would move that the top part remain in the judiciary committee. You see taxation is removed, and then the green section be assigned to the taxation committee. That's a motion.
Okay. There's a first from Senator Holmberg, second from Representative Greinich. Right? Didn't want to put that in your, but I see you shaking your head. Okay. Discussion. Mr. Bjornson, when you're ready.
Representatives Pollard?
Aye.
Boucher?
Aye.
Devlin? Greenwich? Hanson?
Yes.
Colleen?
Yes.
LaFour?
Yes.
Lauzer?
Yes.
Rohr?
Yes.
Senators Holmberg?
Aye.
Burkhardt?
Aye.
Heckman?
Aye.
Klein?
Aye.
Shibley?
Aye.
Sorvog?
Aye.
Wagner?
Aye.
Motion carries. Anything else to come forward as far as motions on that? Okay, if not, we're moving to the 140 item. Review of the 2021 legislative deadlines and any miscellaneous administrative matters. Mr. Bjornson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, there's a deadline document should be in your pile, I hope. Okay. This is something that the Legislative Procedure and Arrangements Committee generally looks at and tweaks and approves, but traditionally we also provided a little heads-up copy to each of you, or to this this group. The organizational session is set set by the Constitution and statutory provisions, as is the beginning of the session. So the organizational session would be December, Monday through Wednesday, December 7th through the 9th, just slightly later dates, and this, I think, was the 5th through the 8th this last year. Beginning of the session would be Tuesday, January 5th. Your 80th day, if no days were taken off and the schedule were to be followed, would be April 28th, which would be a Wednesday. As I said, all of these things will be under review by legislative procedure and arrangements, but this is just a little advanced look at what the schedule would look like based upon the following of the traditional deadlines for basic introduction of bills and so forth. Last time, as you know, you didn't go into session 2 days, and the bill introduction deadline stayed on Monday, so the schedule was slight. The day, legislative day numbers were slightly different. Okay. But that's just for your information, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any questions, committee, on that? Anything else to come forward?
No.
I will ask the Legislative Management Committee, is there anything else to come forward at this time? You will all set your schedules accordingly whenever you're going to start meeting, I would suspect. Anything else on that, Mr. Bjornson?
No, Mr. Chairman, we will, our staff, people that are assigned each committee will start contacting committee chairs to work on scheduling meetings. We will make those few revisions that we missed earlier to this list and publish this on our webpage today. We'll also send an email, a copy to each of you so that you have the electronic version. If you see anything that we missed again, please let us know. Other than that, we, our staff, we look forward to working with you and getting the interim process going. And, you know, we'll start working on background memos and things like that. So we're ready to go.
Anything else to come forward at this juncture? Representative Lauzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for counsel, I see that the Commerce Committee doesn't have a legislative staff assigned, and recognizing that chairman is going to rely heavily on staff and probably want to know who that is.
It's going to be Jill Grossman, right? Yeah, so if anybody's wondering if it's not on the sheet, who the staff people are, step up and visit with us, and I think Alan and Vonette have it all figured out already.
Okay. Not? Can we just adjourn or need a motion?
No.
We are adjourned.